Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Gimel, and we are starting Nun Beis Amud Beis, Mitzvahs HaNechnaki in the Mishnah. Again, we started in the sixth parak. We started with Skila, we started with Nigmar Hadin, and we started with the discussion of Skila in the sixth parak. In the seventh parak, in this parak, we continue how to put people to death. So remember, just keep in mind, we haven't had Shir in a while. The first couple of prakim in Sanhedrin was all about how Bezin comes to a decision, how many judges you need for the various cases, and what the difference is between the different types of cases, Dinin Mamonos, Dinin Nefashos. Now, this section of the Masechta, get into once you have a Gemara Din, so how do you carry out the Din? And then, starting with the Shem in the Mishnah today, we're going to talk about who gets what Din. Who gets Skila, who gets all of each of the Dalet Misos. That's this parak. Okay, so now we're up to the fourth and final Misa. We spoke about Skila and Sreifa and Herek, and now we're up to Chenek. Mitzvah HaNechnakin, says the Mishnah. Hayu Meshakin Oso B'Zevel Adar Kubosav. They used to put him into Zevel, into fertilizer, up until his arkubos, until his knees, so he couldn't move. The nosin, similar to what they did by in the previous Mitzvah and also Mishakano Bezevelad Arakubosa. Right, so Rashi there already said, why do they do that? So he doesn't turn back and forth. Rashi said, so that he wanted to make sure that the hot lead is poured down his throat and not anywhere outside his body. That's why they did that by Sreifa. Why do they do that by Chenek? It's a question. There's nothing being poured down. You're just pulling on the ropes. They say, Shlo Tachlo Pemisos, once you're killing him, so they're going to do it in a similar way. And you put a softer handkerchief or garment inside a harder one. The softer one is on the outside to protect that you don't see the, it's not too gory from the outside, and the harder one inside to keep his neck straight. And then each of them pull two of the shotrim for bezin, pull on each side until the mitzvah of chenek is fulfilled. So we mentioned this is a mitzvah. It's a question of machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether there are four different mitzvahs here or one big mitzvah of Misas Bezdin. It's interesting, though, that the Mishnah calls it mitzvahs. Mitzvahs haniskalin. Mitzvahs hanechnokin. Mishnah calls it a mitzvah, because at this stage, again, this did not happen very often, as we'll have in the Mishnah in Maseches Makos. Bez Hashem, it didn't happen very often. But when it happened, this is what Bezdin had to do, and this was a mitzvah upon Bezdin to fulfill. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan, Ish Prat Lakatan. So now we're having the source of Chenek. We had the sources earlier of the other Misos. What is the source of Chenek? So the following Pasuk, Ish Prat Lakatan, Ish, a man is Chayev Misa Prat Lakatan, excluding a Katan. Pashtus, what does that mean? Let's read the whole drasha, and then we'll talk about each one. Pashtus, that means that a katan is not chayav misa for committing a maisas nus. Ish pra la katan. Asher yinaf es eshes ish. Pra la eshes katan. The man is mezana with a married woman, excluding a woman who is married to a katan, because that is not an ishus. Rashi says, katan ein lo kiddushin. If a katan tries to get married, a katana could get married in one of two ways. A katana could get married on a daraisa level, with her father accepts her kiddushin, and on a darabana level, called kiddushin miyun, if her mother or her brothers accept the kiddushin for her. But a katan, there is no way daraisa or darabana for a katan to be married. The only exception is, which is not a regular way of doing marriage, that is yibum. That is yibum. If a katan does yibum, so then it's kind of lechol davar. If he's 9 years old, it's already considered a maisabia. But then pralaishus katan, though, pashas is that if a woman is married to a katan, it's not a real marriage, and therefore it's not called an aishus ish. Aishus reyehu, pralaishus achirim. Aishus reyehu, your friend's wife, pralaishus achirim. We suddenly have to lift it up as they come in. Prala Eishes Achirim, excluding the Eishes Achirim. What does Eishes Achirim mean? So Rashi says Eishes Achirim means Kusi. Kusi, or we would say, not just a Kusi, a non-Jew. There is no marriage to a non-Jew, therefore if somebody's married to a non-Jew, that is also not called a marriage. Very important Tosfos. Tosfos says here, even though there is no Isser D'Oraisa here recorded for a man living with a wife of a non-Jew, says says Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, in Prala Eishes Achirim, that there is an Isser Del Raisa. Even though there's no Misa, but says the bottom Tosfos, Prala Eishes Achirim, Hainu Kusi, the Kamashman Dein Ishes Lekusim, but then Tosfos says, Afagab Dein Misa Vashara Isura Mia Ika. Even though there's no Misa when it comes to an Eishes Kusi, if a man is Mizana with a wife of a guy, but Isura Mia Ika, the Silan Isser Del Raisa, why? How do you know there's a concept of Ishes? How do you need a Heter Del Raisa? Because you have a heter of ifas toar. You have a heter of ifas toar, and the Gemara says a kedusha by ifas toar, afilu eishes ish. Talking about non-Jews there. When non-Jews, the Torah gives you a heter, lo dibur Torah, lo kedagi yitzahara, mashma that without that heter, it is usur de oraisa. So that's the source for, says Tosfos, that the a married woman, even to a non-Jew, is still called an eishes ish, even if she's married to a katan, at least for Isser, not for Misa. The Gemara here says, excluding Misa, but for Isser, that's what Tosfos emphasizes.
It's also that 2 days ago Bas Kohen Shezinsa, she's married to an Oiko Chalim, it's also
counted. A Bas Kohen Shezinsa, right? So that's a question of that Girsa there. Right, on top, it says Kusi, sorry? Right, it says on top of Nunal, right? It says on top of that even a Bas Kohen that's married to a guy. Right, this is the label Yisrael Ovik Chavim. So the question is, what is Ovik Chavim there? So some Rishonim there say it means the Rashi doesn't say a word. Right. It's unclear if Rashi has that even in Rashi has it as Ovik Chavim. That's Rashi's Gerus on the second line. Right, it's Ovik Chavim. So is that according to a Shita that says there's Kedushin Tovs in there? But right. It sounds like from there also might be a type of Ishus. Okay, continuing the drashas, Mos Yumas, he shall surely die. Be Chenek. Right, so we're going to get to how do you know for Mos Yumas Laschenek, but that is the drasha that the Gemara gives. Let's go back to the first one for a minute. Ish Prat Lakatan. So a man, if he's Mizana, Prat Lakatan. If a Katan is Mizana, so then a Katan is Pater. The question that we're going to ask here is, what's the Havamina? What do you need a Pasuk to tell me that if a Katan is Mizana, we don't put him to death? Katan is not Bar Onshin. You might even say that up till 20 years old, but for sure, a Katan. Right, so why is drasha needed to exclude a katan from chiyav misa? So Bali Tosfos discussed this, not here, but to Bali Tosfos elsewhere. You see on the side, the Gilyon, he quotes Tosfos first in Kiddushin. It's Kiddushin in Erechin and elsewhere. Tosfos on the side quotes, you have it there? You have it there on the Gilyon, on the right side. Tosfos says in Kiddushin, the Havamina is that just like we know that an animal is put to death if a person is mizana with the animal, so we'll have later today, it's an Isra Skila. We put the animal to death because of embarrassment of the person, so that even though whenever the animal walks by, people don't say, oh, this is the animal. So we don't want that's more busha brought to the person than is mandated. So that's the Havamina. Maybe Mishum clone Isha Yischayev Hakatan Dumya de Behema Hanirbaas. Amazing Havamina. We would have killed the kata because it's embarrassing for the kamashbon. You don't, kamashbon. You don't. But that is the because they usually the animal. Well, the animal do wrong. But we still put the animal to death because of clones. So too, that's the havamina by a kata and kamashbon. We do not. That is one possibility. If you look in the Ravid, quoted in the Rishon and the Rashba, the Ritva and Masechas Kiddushin, where the sugi comes up over there, Kiddushin Yutes. So the Ravid quotes a second opinion that. We know from elsewhere, Maseches Kiddushin discusses this in the second parak, that Hana'a is a new type of Mechayev. The Gemara there says, Misasek Bechalavim V'arayos. Let's say I don't even know something's treif. I'm Misasek. It's even less than Shogeg. I don't even know that I'm eating. Misasek Bechalavim V'arayos. The Gemara says, Chayev Shekein Nehene. If somebody gets Hana'a, most Averos are in Hana'a. Are in Hana'a Saguf. Most Averos. Eating and Maisabia, those are two examples of Hana'a. So the Gemara there says, even though the regular rules of misasek, just being involved in an act, without having kavana for the act, I am pater from a carbon, I'm pater from anything, but if it has to do with an avera of hana'a, chalavim va'arayos, so then I'm chayef shekein nehene. So you see from that Gemara that hana'a seems to be its own mechayef. So too, says the Ravid, maybe here too, you don't need a maisa avera per se, you need hana'a. By a ma'isa's nus. So maybe even a katan could be involved in a ma'isa shel hana'a, even though it's not a full ma'isa that's mechayev onesh. That's the Ravid's suggestion. And finally, Rabbeinu Peretz here has a third shot that he says, because the pasuk by Arayo says, ha'nefashos ha'osos. Right, v'nichrasu hanefashos ha'osos. So maybe it's a special limud because it's a plural lashon of nichrasu. So anyway, those are a number of rishonim. They accept the drasha and they say, but this is how you answer it. There are some rishonim. The Ramban, their kedushin says, no, we're misunderstanding the whole Gemara. Ish pralakatan doesn't mean what we think it means. That excluding a katan from a onesh, ish pralakatan means that if a woman is mezana with a katan, so then she is not chayimisa because it's not called a ma'isabiyah. That's what it means. Ish pralakatan excluded. Of course, a katan is la baronshi. You don't even need a pasuk for that, says the Ramban. But ish pralakatan means if a woman is mezana with a katan who's less than 9 years old, so then she is pitura. Okay, vayter. Asher Yinaf is Ish's Ish. So we had that. So that was the first drasha. Just one more point on the second drasha of Ish's Ish, probably Ish's Katan. If a woman is married to a Katan. So the Ran, I should have alluded to this before, but just to quote it here, the Ran here quotes Ish's Katan, Pirish Rashi, right? Like we said, Rashi says, this tell me that a Katan ain't no Kedushin. Right? Ain't no Kedushin. The ain't Safiksha Inyan Kane, says the Ran. There's no suffix about this. Velo isra kralim ute eishes katan el begavna dahavi ishto midal raisa. Says the Ran, you know what the pasuk is referring to? The pasuk is not only referring to a case of the simple case where a person married to a kohen, a kohen is ein lo ishes, even in the case where a kohen can have an ishes dar raisa. For example, the case that I mentioned, yibum. By yibum, ben tes shana v'yomecha, shabal yivimto, that's a kinyan daraisa, ishtahu l'chal davar. But the halacha is, if a man is mezana with that wife, still it's not, there's no chiyah misa. Even though the cotton is married to araisa, even though the cotton is married to araisa, that is the chiddush. Okay? Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, mos yumas bechenek. So the Gemara darshan that mos yumas is with chenek. So, ata omer bechenek o eno ela ba'achas b'kala misos amores b'torah. So what does mos yumas mean? Does it mean chenek? Does it mean one of the other misos? It just says kill him. Doesn't say strangle him in any case. So what is it? How do you know mos yumas means chenek? So amarta. So we will have a couple of opinions. Kol makom shenem rabisa b'torah stam inata rasha l'moshcha l'ach re'oleh l'hak l'oleha. Here Rabbi Yoshi says, you're right. It only says kill him. But you don't know how to kill him. So you have to be as makel as possible. Right, though chenek is the least stringent, it's the most lenient of the dala misos. So that's why the only one you're allowed to include is chenek. It says kill him, so that's the only one. As we're going to see on the next amud, there's a misora that we have four misos, and you already know what the four misos are. This is the most kal according to what we paskin, not like Rav Shimon. We paskin like the order. Remember, we have the Gemara at the beginning of the parak on Daf Mem Tes that the number of places in Shas where the order is meduyak, like by Dala Misos, and like by the Shiva Samamanim of Anita, and like by the Seder of Yoma, and the Seder of Kabbat Tamid, is that it's not meduyak, like the case of the putting on chalitza and putting on the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So some are meduyak, some are not meduyak. This is one of the examples that are meduyak. So chenek is the least stringent. So therefore, it must be that's the one that we're referring to here. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. Oh, I wanted to mention something earlier on the Amud today, but remind me at the end. The top of Daphne and base. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, lo mebreshi kala, no. Rabbi Yonasan says, no. You don't include it because it's the most lenient. Ella, kalmisa amur b'tarastam in ella chenek. No, we have a misora. We have a misora that this is chenek, not because it's the most kal, as we'll see in the next amud, because he holds like Reb Shimon. It's not because it's the most kal. Hereg, according to Reb Shimon, is more kal. So we didn't get a chance to talk about it yet, but what is that machlokas about, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan? Is that a machlokas and metzias? They're both really bad, right? Skila and Srefa. Is that a machlokas and metzias, which is harder on the body? Very difficult machlokas, which is the hot letter being thrown off a roof. Right, and then being stoned. That's machlokas from machlokas tanum. We've got to think about it. We'd rather not say that it's just a machlokas and mitzias. So how else would you determine chumra and kula? Something to think about. So says the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yonasan, it's not because it's kal, but because we have a mesorah that this is what it is. Rabbi Omer, according to Rashi, and the Rebbe is coming to expand and explain Rabbi Yonasan. It's not a third opinion. We're going to see this later on the top of the next Amud also. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Omer, Namar Misa B'dei Shemayim and Namar Misa B'dei Adam. Misa B'dei Shemayim is mentioned in the Torah where it's mentioned by the sons of Yehuda. Reishas Lamed Ches, Vayomes Gam Oso. Vayomas Gamos, so Rashi quotes. So it says Bisa over there, Vanemar Bisa B'dei Adam, and it also talks about Misa B'dei Adam here. Ma Misa Hamur B'dei Shemayim, Misa She'en Bar Roshem. Just like the Misa, it talks about there. There's no mark on it, just drops dead. Nothing on the outside. So Af Misa Hamur B'dei Adam, Misa B'dei She'en Bar Roshem. So too, the Misa that we're talking about here, it must be En Bar Roshem, which means Chanek. Says Gamor, there's another one. You're right, Saif, or Hereg, that's Misa Sheish Baroshim. You see, his neck is cut. Skila, that's Misa Sheish Baroshim. But the other two, there's no mark on the outside. Right, Strefa or Chenek. So why here do you assume, according to Rebbe, that it is Chenek? Maybe it's Strefa. So it says the Gemara, no. Mita Amar Rahmana Baskoin Bisrefa, Mechlal Dahola Basrefahi. From the fact that one case of Znus is Bisrefa, Mashma the other ones are not Bisrefa, so it must be with Chenek. Good. Continuing. Bishlam other Rabbi Yonasan kidem akama farish Rebbe Taima. According to Rabbi Yonasan, I understand his whole svara because Rebbe explains his reason. Right? So Rashi says what he said before. That's not three opinions that we had on the previous Amud. It's two opinions. So Rebbe explains Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan says, no, it's a misora that is chenek. And Rebbe explains why. Because it has to be chenek because it's Misa Shein Morosha. Right? Like the comparison to Misas Erva Onan. El al Rabbi Yoshia, but according to the first opinion of Rabbi Yoshia, that is the most kal, mi maidi kechenek ba'olam, ema sayif. You want to say it's the most kal, but it only says three other Mises in the Torah. So maybe there are only three Mises bezdin, and the most kal is sayif. What do you have a mocker for chenek? Nowhere in the Torah does it say it. So the Gemara says you're right, amarava, arba misos, gemara, gemiri, lehu. We have a misora. We have misora, gemara, gemiri, lehu. And you're right, it doesn't say sayif anywhere. We have a misora that there are four, so this is the most kal. Rashi says on the third line, arba misos, bishman hanakuv lohen. With their names that are given to them. We have that misora. V'kivan shelo pirish l'mi nasan chenek. Since it doesn't say anywhere who gets chenek, it says who gets skila, right? We have gezeirah shavus to teach us all of that. Al karcha kalahi mikulan. Since it doesn't say who gets chenek, it must be that chenek is the most kal. V'hanicha l'stume. And it's okay to be so same that misa she'enem rashay l'mashka l'hachmer le'al l'hakel. Because you can't do more, you can't be any more stringent. So the Torah doesn't mention it, so that you're going to give any stam onesh chenek. Right? That's why it leaves that one out. Continuing, my lo mipnei shehi kala. So what does that line mean in the day of Rebbe Yonasan? Not because it's kal. Don't say it's chenek. Most yumas always means chenek or it's kal, but because this is the misora. So what does that mean? Because it's not kal. Kamifla gave it plukta to Reb Shimon v'Rabbanan. Because they argue, Reb Yonasan and Reb Yoshia also argue about the machlokas we had at the beginning of the parak on daf mem tes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. Good. Amalei Reb Zeira la'Abaya. So now we get into sources. Reb Zeira says to Abaya, Shar haniskalin deloksiv behu skila degamri me ovi yedoni. All the Ashar haniskalin, right? Some by ovi yedoni it says skila. But the other cases of skila, where it does not record it, beferish in the Torah, you learn it from Gzeira Shava, from Ov and Yedoni. We're going to have exact later on in the Masechta what exactly these are. These are types of Averos where you try to use bones to be able to, it's a type of Kishuf, Avodah Zarah type of Avera. You try to bring people back up from the dead. So, Ovi Yedoni. So, but my Gamri, what Gzeira Shava do you use to compare all other cases of Skila to Ovi and Yedoni? But Mos Yumasu Gamri, do you use the words Mos Yumasu, which it says by Sern Misos and by Ovi and Yedoni? Obit Mehem Bam Gamri. Or do you use Demehem Bam? Which one do you use? So, Omar Lay answers Abaya, but de mayhem bam gamri, you learn it from de mayhem bam. Why? De even mos yumasu, because if you learn it from mos yumasu, gamri, you learn it. De mayhem lamali. What would de mayhem bam teach me? What would it teach me? So, one second, ask one of the achronim, maybe it wouldn't teach me anything. Right, this whole gemara is unusual, because as we know, ein adam nung zer shava me'atzmo. We're going to have to, you learn this zer shava, and that zer shava, and if you use this one, don't you need a Masorah for Gzeira Shava? We're guessing. Which Gzeira Shava do you use? There's a Masorah. Ein Adam Dam Gzeira Shava Mayatzmo. We mentioned many times the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Aleph. What about all the other ones? What about all the other dinim? So Kal Vachomer, everybody agrees you can do yourself. The only problem is with that is weak. Because you can use it yourself and it's based on logic, so you can knock it out very easily. Kavachomer sheish lo pircha, you cannot get. And that's why, one of the reasons you can't be ma'anish based on a kavachomer. It's tomorrow's daf. Oshem min adin, bezer shaman daf nandalim. So, kavachomer is the weakest, and it works together with the fact that you can actually yourself is based on pure logic. All the other midos, binyan av, and ribi amid, and klal oprad, that's a machlokas rashi and tosos, whether you could darshan all of those yourself or not. Because here Rishava, everybody agrees that you need a rabbi. So what's this whole gemara talking about? Do you darshan this one, that one? So ask your rabbi, what masorah do you have? So says one of the achronim, says the Sanhedrin Ketana, that really, and this is what he doesn't quote it, but the Meiri says this, and Shavuos and Daf Lamed Gimel as well, that what does it mean that we have a Masorah about Gzeirah Shavah from a Rebbe? Not all the details are passed down. Not all the details. Certain words and certain parshios are passed down, and the Milamdim versus the Lamed, what is passed down? So says the Sanhedrin Ketana, Ala Milamed Ein Tzorach Kabbalah, Ela Al Halamed. The Malamed, you could figure out, you might have some flexibility. Meaning certain words are passed down, but not all the details of those words. That's how you can have a machlokas about a Gzeirah Shavah. Because there is a little svara used, but it is not totally passed down. That's why here, we know there's a Gzeirah Shavah here. Just don't know which way. And certain words will include one parsha, certain parsha, and certain one will include the other one. So you have to say that to understand this Gemara. So again, the Gemara says, what do you use for Ovi Yadoni? Do you use Demei and Bam or Mosi Masu? So Gemara says, it must be Demei and Bam. Because Mosi Masu, if you use Mosi Masu, what would you use Demei and Bam for? So Gemara says, Elamai, but Demeim, Demeim, Gamri. So Mosi Masu, Lamali. What about the other way? If you use Demeim, Demeim, so what do you use Mosi Masu for? So Gemara says, Kitatanya, that's not a problem, because you learned it out from the following. We had this before. Mosi Masa Makero Seachu, you kill the murderer. Ein li ela b'misa k'suva bo. This is only, I know, you kill him by the Misa that is written by him, or Rotzeach get Saif, Minayin Shemiyata Yochol Lahamiso, B'misa Ksuvabo. How do I know that if I can't kill him in the way that it is, which is written, maybe he runs away, maybe whatever the case is, Sha'atam Amiso, B'chol Miso, Sha'atam Yochol Lahamiso, you could kill him in any way, Tamalom, Ramos Yumasa Makeh, Mikom Akom. Kill him anyway, that's what you use most Yumas for, to include anyway. Discussion in the Rishonim, does this only apply to Rotzeach? Right, Rotzeach is unique. The Rambam says in Hilchos Rotzeach, there is no Aveira that destroys society more than Shvichas Damim. There is no Aveira more. Worse than Avodah Zarah, worse than everything. There's no Aveira that destroys the Olam more besides this. That's why it's unique. So maybe here, maybe it's unique to Ritzicha. Or do you say no? Anytime that somebody's Chayim Misa, then you could kill him in any way possible. That's what you use most Yumas for. So, fine. Also, the drasha is from Demeyam Bam. If you use Mosi Masu, but my Kakashale, what would be the problem? What would be the problem with using Mosi Masu? You say Demeyam Bam, you wouldn't know what to do with? Look as follows. Ilema, we think that there might be another problem. Ilema, Ashes Ish Kakashale. If you use Mosi Masu, Ashes Ish would be a problem. Why? Lemese Veligmar Mosi Masu Me Ovi Yadoni. Because then why? It says Mosi Masu there. So why wouldn't you learn from Oven Yadoni to get skila? Malahalan Beskila, Afkan Beskila. So why wouldn't you say you get skila from Ashes Ish? Why would you get Chenek? Right? If you say Mosi Masu, you would include other cases that we know are not included. So Gemara says, no, you wouldn't have that havamina. Mida ama rachmana arusa beskila. From the fact that in Pashas Kiseitse, it says that an arha marasa gets skila, it's mashma, michlal, to disu ala beskila. So you know that. You know that this doesn't get skila. Meaning this din would override any other potential gzeirah shava. You would do not to make that gzeirah shava. So the Ela Gemara says, no, maybe there would be another problem. Maka aviv imo kakashalei. If hitting a parent. Hitting a parent. Lemesi, hitting a parent is not skila. Cursing a parent is skila. Hitting a parent is not skila. So, why not? Lemesi, v'ligremi ovi yadoni. Why wouldn't I learn from Ovin Yadoni? Right, I'll learn from Ovin to get skila. So, Gemara says, 1 minute. Adayami ovi yadoni, ligamri meishas ish. Why would you go from Ovin Yadoni? Why don't you just learn it from Eishas ish, where you also have Mosi Masu, and we just said Eishas ish, you know for sure, is not skila. Right, it's just chenek. That's also not a problem then, because you would learn it from Eishas Ish. So Mara says, Amar Lai, you're right. This would be the problem with Mosi Masu. Shar hanis kalin gufayu kakashalei. All the other cases of skila that you will learn Mosi Masu from, it would be a problem. Why? Deiba Mosi Masu gamri, adagarme ovi yadoni, ligmum Eishas Ish. You know there's a Mosi Masu that gets chenek. You know there's a Mosi Masu that gets skila. So, If you have all the other cases of skila, where it does not say skila explicitly, what would you learn it from? Would you learn it from the more kal context? That would be the problem of most yumas, and that's why you have to learn it from demehem bum, to teach me that only the demehem bum ones are the ones included in skila, and all the most yumas ones are not. Okay, so that takes us through the Dal and Misos, this parak and a half. We started beginning the sixth parak with skila. The sixth parak was all about skila. These four blot that we just had now were all about the other three Misos. All right, daf nun beis. So daf and shas, about 3 out of 4. 3 out of 4 is on yesterday's daf. And now we start with the next. Now we start with the next Mishnah. Just one ha'ara, I'll say it now, because it has to do with the Dal and Misos. Just one ha'ara, which is about the Dal and Misos that we had on yesterday's daf, which we didn't get to give shir on. The Gemara quoted a story on the top of a mebez, Nubez Mabez. The Gemara quoted a story about Rav Chama. Rav Chama bar Tuvia. There was a Bas Kohen that was Mezana, and Rav Chama bar Tuvia wrapped her in reeds and burned her. And Rav Yosef says he made two mistakes. One mistake, he didn't do the right Srefa. He actually burned her and didn't put the hot lead down her throat. And number two, he did it Bizman Hazeh. And we don't do the Nefashas Bizman Hazeh. That's the Gemara. Read that Gemara. He made a mistake. He made two mistakes. End of story. Sounds like there's something missing there. It says a beautiful marshal, the Chacham Shlomo, in the back of the Gemara, on the bottom of the marshal, says, Luli de Mistafin, if I wouldn't be scared, I would say that one mistake answers the other mistake. Each mistake answers each other. Why? Because he knew it was Bizman Hazeh. He knew it was Bizman Hazeh. Therefore, he couldn't do regular Dina Nefashos. But he knew the door needed it. Like we had earlier. We had earlier in Daf Mevav that Bezin is Bakan Va'on to Shalom and Adin in order to teach the door a lesson. So the Marshal says that Rav Chama knew that the door needed something to shake them, but he couldn't do regular Din Nefashos. So he Dafka did a punishment that is not the normal punishment. So people know that it's Sreifa, but they know that it's not regular Din Nefashos. So that they're taught a lesson, but he can't do regular Nefashos. So that's why one mistake answers the other mistake. That's what the Marshal says right here. He says, Delot Ishli the Ashvo, Delot Tav, it's Sarach Shahaya. Right, Mishum Hachi Sarfa, Shaloki Dini Yisrob, Psilo Saver, Shalo Yomru, Dunin Afilu Bizmanaze, Ela Srefa, Lafi Shav, it's Sarach Shalo, so Adarhaya. The Eneni Kacholik Al HaTalmud. I'm not arguing on the Gemara, says the Marshal. Shahari Ein Bo Nafkusa, Lola Chiyuva, Valolif Torah, The Ein Ze, El Mashicha. Well, you're arguing about, not arguing about halacha lemaisa, I'm just arguing about the story, but instead of saying, right, one of the Amorim made such an egregious error, so you could say one question, one problem answers the other problem. Okay, next section. Now we have the list. Elu hein haniskalin, right, you have all this going to go on for a little while now. And then the following mission is going to continue, and then we're going to talk about all the different punishments of all the different, and then we're going to discuss in depth each of these averos. That takes us to that next large section of the Masechta. So Elohein and Eskalon, these are the ones who get Skila. Habala Emer, one of the sons, somebody lives with has a relationship with his mother. Why doesn't it say Emo? Right, the other one that says, soon it's going to say Emo. Right, so why Aviv the Emo, it says later on, why not Emo? So maybe, so one of the Achronim says is to include the mother, also gets Skila. Right, so the mother, it's Beno. So just say Aim, so it means both sides of the relationship. V'yal Eishas Av, or on his father's wife, right, even if it's not his mother. V'yal Akala, his daughter-in-law. V'yal Azachar, a man and a man. V'yal HaBehema, or a man with an animal. V'yal Isha HaMeviyas HaBehema, or a woman who brings a behema onto her. Interesting, the Rambam quotes this. The Rambam says, Habala behema or shehevi behema love. This is in Isur Biashdain Iskalin. Right, they're both put to death. Right, the animal and the person. And the Rambam says, Echad behema ve'echad chaya v'of hakol beskila. Somehow with a bird. So he says he includes even birds. So the Cheshek Shlomo in the back of our Gemara just wonders where did the Rambam get that from? How do you know a bird? Because the makkah that we're going to have is behema. Ophos are not always behemoths. He said, the Cheshek Shlomo says, if you're talking about a goy, there are other sources that talk about a goy with a Gili Arayas. Right, I think we mentioned last week that the seven mitzvahs of Bnei Noach aren't just seven mitzvahs. Right, there are seven categories. There are many Averas included in Gili Arayas. There are many Averas included in Avodah Zarah. It's probably like 25. Right, 25 altogether. So that there's not just 7 and 606. It's many of theirs. The Cheshek Shlomo says, Gili Arayis for a goy, the source for that is V'hayu L'basar Echad. So and a woman should be together and not anybody else. So that might include birds. But the source for Jews is behemoth. But if a Jew is behema, it says behema in the pasuk. So it's unclear. He says where the Rambam gets this from. The Rambam says it, but he's not sure. And he says v'kav davar zes safik biyadi ad sheyava morer sedek. That's got to wait for Mashiach to get this answer. Got to wait for Mashiach. But again, that is a question in the Rambam. So continues the Mishnah. If somebody who curses God, somebody who gives some of his children to the Molech. Right, Pashtus is that Molech is not a Avodah Zarah, because it's listed separately in the Mishnah. It's not a regular Avodah Zarah. The Ubal Ovi Yedoni, these two that we mentioned before, Vamachalas HaShabbos, Vamachalal Aviv Imo, curses his parents, Vihaba Al Nara Hama Urasa, somebody is Bo Al Nara Murasa, right, the Mefarshim try to explain why is Nara Murasa separate from the other Maisabiyas, right, why is it put separately, Vahamesis Vahamediach, Mesis, somebody who tries to get a individual to do Avodah Zarah, Mediach, somebody who tries to get a Rabim, to do Avodah Zarah, right, near Ir Hanidachas, v'hamachashef, or somebody who does kishuf, magic, or betzara more, all these people get skila. Next, habal ha'aim, so let's talk about this a little in depth more. So somebody is bo'al ha'aim, chayv ha'aim mishum aim, or mishum eishes af. Tanakama says, two averis, you do it on by accident, you don't know who this is, you bring two karbanas. Right, so two averis, mother and eishes af. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayev Ela Mishum Aim Bavad. Rabbi Yehuda argues, no, only aim. We'll have to see what the machlokas is in the Gemara. Machlokas. Habol Eishas Av. If somebody is Bol Eishas Av, Chayev Mishum Eishas Av, U Mishum Eishas Ish. Right, if it's Eishas Av, my father's wife, then it's Eishas Av and Eishas Ish. Bein Bechayu Aviv Bein Lacham Eishas Av. Even after the person's father dies, his father's wife is still Asa Daraisa. Bein Men Eishas Bein Men Nisuin. The only Isser that changes after death, besides Eishes Ish, obviously, the only issue that changes is Achos Isha. Achos Isha. If somebody's wife dies, then the sister of the wife becomes Mutter to him. That's the only one. All the other ones stay, period. Once they're Asr, they're Asr. So that stays whether the father's alive or not, or even if the father only had Erison. Habal Kalaso, similarly, if somebody lives with his daughter-in-law, Chayav Alei Mishim Kalaso, Umishim Eishes Ish, Kala and Eishes Ish, Bein B'chayav B'no, Bein Lachar B'Misas B'no, Bein Min Erison, Bein Min Anisuin. Right? It doesn't matter when. So the Ram points out, obviously, if the son, it says, Bein La'achar Misas B'no, well, you can be Chayav Eishes Ish after the son dies. Right, so it's not talking about that. It's talking about Lacha Misa V'no is the emphasis of it's still Atzav Hashem Kalasa. So the Ron says maybe you'll tell me the Chiddush is if she gets remarried, then you might think that he's not your it's not your daughter-in-law anymore. The Isra is Paka. This is Paka, because now she's somebody else's daughter-in-law. Says the Ran, that's a Chiddush. The Chiddush should say that would be the Havamina. Says the Ran, Ain safik she ain chayev alem shem eishes ish la'achar mishas b'no. Delav eishes ishi. V'bov omar demnises la'achar shechayev aleha. Af mishem eishes ish pshita. So he says, yes. Saka that Havamina de'avakav de'kalaso la'achar mishas b'no chayev aleha. You might think that if she marries somebody else, Paka shem kalamine. Person might say that if the daughter-in-law remarries somebody else, it's no longer a daughter-in-law. Somebody else's daughter-in-law. So you might say, that is her paka, kamash malan. Kamash malan, even if, why does it say the case of Eishes Ish? Because even if she becomes somebody else's Eishes Ish, still, aser mishum kalasa. Chiddush. Okay.
Ba'al ha'im is not chayv Eishes Ish.
Ba'al ha'im is also chayv Eishes Ish if she's married, yeah. That would be three, then. You have to see, right, that would be aim and Eishes Aviv. And in Eishes Ish. So that could be a case of three. Unless you say, for Ein Isser Chal Isser reasons, which we'll have to see. Because Eishes Ish is more inclusive, you're saying. Isser Kol Isser Mosif. Okay, Tanya, let's get Tanya. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, this is a different version of Rabbi Yehuda than we have in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo haisa imo ru'uya la'aviv, eino chayev ela mishum aim bilvad. If the mother is not ra'uya to the father, then you're only chayev mishum aim, not eishes ish. So the question is, my eina ru'uya la, what does that mean? Ilei mechayev karisus, chayev mishas bezin. Are we talking about a case where the woman person is a chayev karisus mishas bezin to the father? So mechadur abanan savri, afagat eina ru'uya la. So that's saying that the Tanakama would say, even eina ru'uya la, you're chayev for eishes ish, according to the Tanakama. Halesh le'kidusha v'gadah. What do you mean? They're not married. Chayvi krisis, chayvi misis bezin. There's no tefisis kedushin. If a man goes over to a sister and says, "How I am kudeshes," and gives her a ring, they're not married. They're not married. It just doesn't work, right? Or chayvi misis bezin. So what do you mean? How would the Tanakhama say you chayvi mishameshes ish there? So Ella, you're right. Chayvi lavin. We're talking about case of chayvi lavin. And the Tanakhama therefore would say by chayvi lavin, even though it's an avera, the kedushin does work. The kohen marries a grusha. It's aser daraisa. They're living in sin, but they're married. They're married. Kohen marries a grusha. The man marries a mamzeres. All these cases. So in those cases, the Tanakhama would say that they are married. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda savah like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva to Omar in kedushin tovsim mechayvi lavin. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva who says that kedushin are not tovsim mechayvi lavin. Right? Sugya in Maseches Yevamos. Rabbi Akiva treats chayvi lavin like chayvi krisis and mitzvah bezdin, and Rabbi Yehuda holds like him. That's the machlokas here. That's what Rabbi Yehuda would say. There's no ashes this year. Mazav Rabboshia is 1 minute. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi Akiva? What about the following? The Mishnah says in Yevamos on Daf Chaf, Isser mitzvah v'Isser kedusha. What happens if the Yavam and Yavama are not mutter to each other? There's an Isser mitzvah between them or an Isser kedusha. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. But in those cases, Chaletzes v'Lochotzes v'Lomis Yamos. They cannot do Yibam because there's an Avera. But they have to do Chalitza. They're not off scot-free. What are these cases? Isser mitzvah, Shnios midivrei Sofrim. Isser mitzvah are Shnios. All the Isur, the 20 Isurid Rabbanan that are added on by the rabbis to the D'oraisa Arayos. Right? The Rambam lists them all in Mishnah Torah, all the lists of many of the maternal relatives that one might get confused with the paternal relatives. So Isser mitzvah, Shnios midivrei Sofrim. My car lehu Isser mitzvah. Why is it called an Isser mitzvah? Right? If it's Rabbanan, Shnios mitzvah l'shmol, divrei chachamim. But it's a mitzvah to listen to the rabbis. That's why it's called mitzvah lishmoa. We could talk about here the famous Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam says that even not listening to an issa d'rabbanan is included in the issa d'oraisa of losasur. The Rambam says if you don't listen to the rabbanan, you violate the d'oraisa of losasur. The d'oraisa. And that's the question of the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs. If that is true, then how do you ever have a case of safek d'rabbanan lakula? Every d'rabbanan is really d'oraisa. Every darban is violation of lo sasser. So do you ever have a case of savi darban lakula? That's the question on the Ramban. Asked on the Rambam. Answer given by a number of the Achronim. The Megillas Esther hints to this. The Ramban says, "Don't tell me this is the answer." But that's the answer that many give. The Meshech Chachma says this answer in Pasha Shoftim, and that is no. The Rambam doesn't say that every time you possibly violate, where you vadei violate. Lo sasur, we vade violated the rabbana, then you vade violate lo sasur because it's part of the rebellious nature that you did. If you rebel against the rabbis, so that's a rebellion against Hashem too. But if it's a case of safek, in the language of the Achronim, kahai gavna lo tiknu. That's not called a maisa mered against the rabbanan. You're not sure, so you could say in this type of case, the rabbanan never meant their iser to apply. In the case of safek, there is no iser to rabbanan; it falls away. It's not that you didn't go against the rabbis in the case of Safek. And that's how you can still have a case of a din of Savi Rabban on Lakula. Okay, we'll read that inside of this time, but we'll see. Let's continue. So Isser Mitzvah, Shnias Midivrei Sofer. Isser Kedusha means Amon al-Kohen, Gal al-Gusha, V'chalusa al-Kohen Hedyot. Those are Isser Kedusha. V'mai karo lehu Isser Kedusha, Dechsev, because those are mitzvahs by Kohenim. Kedoshim yiyu lelohehem. And that is Kedusha and Mitzvah. V'tani Allah, we have a Brisa discussing that Mishnah, where Rabbi Yehuda machlif chilufei, right? Machlif, Rabbi Yehuda switches. He thinks mitzvah means the isurei kahuna, because they have more mitzvahs, and kedusha means the isurei d'rabbanan, because of kedoshim tiyu. The rabbanan add on more mitzvahs, right? They're to be extra holy. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Mishnah, he just says the two words are switched. But what do you see from that Mishnah? That Mishnah talks about chayvei lavin, and chayvei lavin, you have to do chalitza. You have to do chalitza, and you don't just get off without nothing. But 1 minute. If we just said on the previous Amud, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that chayvei lavin are like chayvei krisus, and chayvei misas bezin, there shouldn't be any zika at all. If a man has a zika of yibum with somebody's chayv kares to him, so then it's his daughter, let's say his brother married his daughter, and now his brother died, so now his daughter is zika. There's no zika. You don't need yibum or chalitza. Right, so here too, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, there shouldn't be any Zika here. So Gemara says, Chalufi Yehuda Mechlev, HaChalitza Baye, he still requires Chalitza, V'yistak Adad Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Akiva Svirle, and if Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rabbi Akiva, Michti, let's see. Chayvi Lavin Rabbi Akiva, Kachayvi Krisus Tami. Chayvi Lavin are like Chayvi Krisus. So if a Chayvi Krisus, Lavin E Chalitza V'yibam Ninhu. right? They shouldn't eat anything. So how do you answer that question? So says the Gemara, really, he owes like Rabbi Akiva. In this Brisa, Lidvar of the Tanakama Kamar, Valelo Svirle. He's just saying, Lashitascha, hey, you Tanakama, I think you got the words wrong. Not that I hold like you at all. I just think you got the words wrong. The meaning of the words of Mitzvah Kedusha are mixed up. But I don't hold like you in any case, because according to me, in both of the cases, you wouldn't have to do even Chalitza. Tosfos here discusses on top, possibly, that how do we know that just because Rabbi Yehuda / Rabbi Akiva consider Chayve Lavin like Chayve Krisus for Tfisas Kedushin, how do you know that applies to every halacha? Minolo Demuya Chayve Lavin Chayve Krisus Lakomili. Right, even though they're connected for Mamzeiros for Kiddushin, how do you know that they'll be connected for Yibam? But the Gemara assumes that it is. So Rishonim say Nachanam. No, because they all go together. E Tvisas Kiddushin means Chayve Krisus, means there's no Zika of Yibam. But Tosfos just wonders, do you really have to say that? Okay, weiter. Kiyasa Rabbi Yitzchak, Tani Kedetznan. When Rabbi Yitzchak came, he had a version of Rabbi Yehuda, like in our Mishnah. Right? The Braisa had a Rabbi Yehuda that's Eina Ru'uyalo. Right, Raisa says, if she's in a Ru'uya, you're only chaya for aim. But in our Mishnah, it didn't say that. Rabbi Yehuda says, in our Mishnah, that whenever you have aim and Eishas Av, you're only chaya for aim. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah. So, that's what Rabbi Yitzchak had. Tani Kedetznan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Chayv El Mishimu Aim Bovad. So, the time am I. Why is this? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say you're only chaya for aim? If it's your mother and your father, if it's your regular mother, and it's your father's wife, so why are you only chaya for aim? The Aruch Laner wonders why the Gemara here does not bring in the issue of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds an extreme view that you never, once somebody is Usser, the woman can never become Usser again, even by an Isser Kolel or an Isser Mosif. These are all discussions in the Gemara. Elsewhere, that if it's a more inclusive Isser, if it's a more expansive Isser, so maybe Yehuda rejects all those. The Gemara doesn't suggest that. The Aruch Laner says it must be because the Mishnah doesn't make any chilukim. Maybe it's even in a case where his parents were married before he was born. It's Eishas Av, and then he was born, so it's really Chaba Basachas. If it's Chaba Basachas, everybody agrees Basachas. The Isser is Chalal Isser. Because which one do you pick? So maybe that's why the Gemara is assuming it's even in the case of Isser Basachas. Anyway, so why does Rabbi Yehuda say only aim? So for the rest of the Amud, we try to figure this out. So Amar Abaya, to Amar Kra, Abaya is the first suggestion. Imcha hi. Because by mother it says, after it says Ervas, whatever, it says the Pasuk, and then it says Imcha, she is your mother. So we darsha from those extra two words. Your mother, only Usser because of your mother, not because of your father's wife. So Gemara says, 1 second. Ela meyata, ervas, eishas avicha lo sagala, ervas avicha hi. Says it there too. Bishem eishas avata machayva, v'yata machayva bishem imo. Maybe just say there too. Same type of extra words. So Ela, so what are you going to say? So you have two drushes that exclude each other. Imo shehi eishas aviv. So a mother that is also your father's wife. Koyhacha mamayla. You have this pasuk and it's excluded. Koyhacha mamayla. Right, so they're each excluded, because one pasuk excludes Eishas Av, one pasuk excludes Imo. So Hashto, so what are you going to say? Imo she'eno Eishas Av mechayef. Eishas Av she'eno Imo mechayef. Imo she'eishas Av lo mechayef klal. You're going to say they both exclude each other, so therefore when it's both, it's mutter, and only when it's one or the other, it's going to be usher? Doesn't make sense. This one also, l'rabananami, haksiv imcha hi. According to the Tanakhama also, that says you're chayef for both, it also says imcha. What would he do with imcha? So Ella Hahuli Bibala Kid Rav Shisha Bray Rabidi. Maybe he used it for Rav Shisha. Who's Rav Shisha? We'll have it tomorrow. And then at the end of the sugya. So Rav Yehuda Nami, Hahumi Bala Kid Rav Shisha Bray Ravidi. He also uses it for Rav Shisha. So Ella Amar Vacha Bray Ravika, another cry. Omar Kra, another try. Omar Kra Ervasa. An extra word Ervasa. Her nakedness. Mishum Erva Achas. No, Ervasa teaches you, you only get do one. You only chaya for one. That's why he says only emo. Gemara says again, Elamiyatala doesn't work. Why? Ervas kalaska lo sagala, eishas binchahi, lo sagala ervasa. Also by a daughter-in-law, it says ervasa, and hachanami, mishum erva achzata machayva vieta machayva mishim shei do ervas. So you want to say it's the same drasha, that ervasa means only yon lachay for one erva, but it says that by daughter-in-law too, and vahatzan, and the Mishnah says, the hemshach of the Mishnah that we had, habal kalaso, vahatzan habal kalaso, chayi bishim, alei bishim kalaso, mishim eishas ish, bei mechayi b'no b'in lachar, misas b'no. There it says, by kala, you're chayi for both, v'lo palag b'yuda, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue there. Ela, what must you say? even though it says Erevasa, this is all one long run-on sentence, Kivan dechad gufahu, since it is one body, daughter-in-law, Afagav deshe Yisurin inu, even though there are two Yisurim in this one body, Ksiv Erevasa, it still says Erevasa, and it's not to exclude and say it's only one Yisur. It's two Yisurim. So Chanami, Kivan dechad gufahu, since it's one guf, Afagav deshe Yisurin inu, Ksiv Erevasa. So Erevasa must not exclude and say it's one Yisur. So we're still stuck. What's the source of Rabbi Yehuda that you're only chayav for mother and not his father's wife? So Elam Rava, Kesav Rabbi Yehuda holds Ervas Avicha Zu Eishes Avicha. The pasuk by father's wife, we have a special drasha. Umaisila Begzirashava, Umasha Bein Eishes Av Sheimo Bein Eishes Aviv Sheina Imo. We have a special drasha to teach me that Eishes Av is always chayav no matter what. So you know the first half of that pasuk is talking about Eishes Av, that's also your mother. You know that. So when it says later in that pasuk, Eishes Ervas Avicha He, it can't be excluding anything. It can't be excluding Aim, because earlier in the pasuk we have a special drasha to say it's including Eishes Av, that's your mother, and not your mother. So you cannot say the end of that pasuk, we're going back to the first source now, the first try. You can't say the end of that pasuk of Ervas Avicha He is excluding. So that's why Imo she'enu eishes aviv minayin tamalomar ervas imcha lo sagale imcha hi mishem yata machai imo yata machai v'yata machai v'mishem eishes aviv. Period. Meaning we're going back to the first possibility that we said in the Gemara. It says imcha hi, but it also says ervas avicha hi. No, ervas avicha hi can't be used to exclude imo, because that pasuk we have a mefurish, a drasha on the earlier part of that pasuk to tell me that it includes all cases of Eishes Av, so therefore it must be only the Imo pasuk could be used as B'dafka. Okay, I'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Everybody should have a good Nisr Chag, or those who listen to this after Yontif, a good, hope your Yontif was nice. Okay.